The piano. That humble contraption of wood, wires, and ivory, which, when placed in a master performer's hand, conjures a dazzling display that leaves audiences in awe, in tears, or both. Composers like Mozart, Beethoven, and Chopin have used the piano to explore the entire spectrum of humanity's joys and sorrows. Anime composers have also followed suit, using the instrument to draw you in and heighten the emotional context in the anime, often to great effect. Good evening and welcome to this episode of Anime Music on the Airs. I'm your host, Zero Particle. To start, limiting the piano to just classical music is to be oblivious to its potential in other genres. And yet, here we are, starting this program off with a piano piece taken from an anime about classical music. But don't let that turn you off, since we'll be playing the energetic, unclassical opening theme from Nodame Cantabile, a song titled Allegro Cantabile, which was composed and performed by Suemitsu in the Suemith.
Sale de una vez.
That's piano music for a classical music anime that isn't really classical music. We open tonight's piano program with the delightful Allegro Cantabile, the opening theme from Nodame Cantabile. The song is composed and performed by Suemitsu Atsushi, the soloist behind Suemitsu and the Suemith. But now we go back to more of the classical music piano pieces that we've all come to know and love. Our next selection comes from the musically wonderful but plot-questionable anime Genesis of Aquarion, with a soundtrack from a composer that many of you have requested, Yoko Kanno. Up next, we'll move away from the anime's epic main theme and play a piece that is just as exciting, Mythical Artistic Sonata, composed by Yoko Kanno. Thank you. Who said classical, or in this case, classical-sounding music has to be boring? That was the thrilling, mythical, artistic sonata by Yoko Kanno, written for the anime Genesis of Aquarion. Before we ditch classical music entirely, let's check out Piano no Mori, a movie about two boys who meet in a forest containing an old, mysterious piano. The movie includes such notable classical pieces as Beethoven's Für Elise and a Chopin piano sonata, but we'll explore the original piece by Keisuke Shinohara titled Forest of the Piano Advanced Version, performed by famed conductor-performer Vladimir Ashkenazy. Vladimir Ashkenazy is not only a celebrated conductor and pianist, He also served as the music advisor for Piano no More and performed the piece you just heard, Forest of the Piano, Advanced Version, composed by Keisuke Shinohara. Our next adventure takes us from the mysterious forest to the calm seas and canals of Aqua, or the planet formerly known as Mars. Here, the city of Neo Venezia opens before your eyes, bringing with it its atmosphere of peace and tranquility conveyed through the performance by Sonoris. She sings the opening theme to Aria the OVA Arietta. The song is titled Nanairo no Sora wo and is performed by the Choral Club.
Sawa meku kimi wa.
That calming aura captures the quiet happiness emanating from Aria, the OVA, Arietta. Its opening theme is a song titled Nanairo no Sora wo, sung by Sonoris with the choral club in accompaniment. And while we're on a run of heartfelt piano music, it's safe to say that no other visual novel group uses the piano quite as judiciously as Key Visual Arts. Their novels and subsequent anime adaptations show no shortage of memorable piano themes, be it Air's Natsukage, Clannad's Nagisa, and our next piece, the short motif that is Two Sugars from Little Busters, composed not by the usual regulars Jun Maeda or Shinji Orito, but by PMMK. That short, delightful motif that you just heard is from Little Busters. That was Two Sugars, composed by PMMK, made up of Minato Kawai, Rintaro Iwashita, and Serika, and requested by Twitter follower Joshua Taipal. Our next piece continues the optimism and introspection that you've been hearing in the last few tracks. It's anime Kaleidostar has no shortage of optimism along with an earnestness that makes you want to root for the main character, Sora, who is doing her best to reach the top of the circus world. So in our next piece, Sora's theme, you can hear those facets of her personality come to life. This piece is composed by Mina Kubota. Thank you. Again, some heartfelt delights from Sora's theme, taken from the Kaleidostar soundtrack composed by Mina Kubota. The world of the circus and the world of supernatural Japanese spirits might seem pretty different, but if there's a commonality, it's the theme of friendship, and the use of piano to illustrate just how deep that friendship goes. Our next piece from Natsume Yujincho's second season illustrates that wonderfully through a moving violin and piano piece titled Haru wo Shiraseru Mono, Zoku Natsume Yujincho no Theme by the series' composer Makoto Yoshimori.
Thank you.
Makoto Yoshimori might be known for some of his more obtuse, unconventional tracks when he worked as the composer for Natsume Yujincho. But Haru wo Shiraseru Mono, Zoku Natsume Yujincho no Theme, is one of his most accessible pieces, and a beautifully emotive piece at that. But the piano is more than fun and games. There's also its ability to explore the unknown and herald momentous events without neglecting the emotional context that makes the piano such an expressive instrument. That's what we get out of our next piece, Kusabi, from the Sokyo no Fafnir Exodus soundtrack, written by Tsuneyoshi Saito. It's certainly not the original Shoko theme from the original Fafnir soundtrack, but it's pretty high up there amongst Tsuneyoshi Saito's best piano compositions. You just heard Kusabi from Sokyo no Fafnir Exodus's soundtrack. The exploration of the world lies at the core of the .hack franchise, a franchise that presents the concept of being trapped in an online world long before Sword Art Online was a thing. And speaking of Sword Art, another commonality between that and .hack is Yuki Kajiura's role on the soundtrack, where she brings out the desperation and tumultuous atmosphere in our next piece, which is titled Rain and Storm. Yuki Kajira doing what Yuki Kajira does best, capturing the despair, this time using the piano instead of her trademark courses or violins. That was Rain and Storm from .hack/sign. I've always believed that ending themes that let the show's atmosphere linger on tend to be the most memorable and are the most effective in the way they're used. Such is the case with our next song, the lost and lonely melody heard in Ungo's ending theme, Fantasy. Does Lama's performance capture an anime about detectives solving crimes in a dystopic Japan work? Well, I'll let you decide that for yourself. Lama sure are capable of evoking the lonely, dystopian vibes in their performance of Fantasy, the ending theme to the crime anime Ungo. And because we just can't get enough of our dystopian worlds, we'll close out our piano program with a piece from Psychopass, which takes place in a world run by a supercomputer system that detects the likelihood that any person will commit a crime. It's definitely unsettling to be watched so carefully by Big Brother and having no sense of privacy. In that vein, composer Yugo Kanno recreates that feeling through a piano piece titled The Way of Life, which sums up the tragedy and helplessness that the world imposes upon its people. A depressing piano piece as food for thought, the kind of thought that comes up when you watch Psycho Pass. That was The Way of Life, composed by Yuko Kanno for Psycho Pass, our last piece for tonight's program. The piano's versatility as both a solo and ensemble instrument and its ability to convey so many emotions is why it remains a favorite of so many composers the world over. We hope you enjoyed the multitude of piano pieces in this latest episode of the anime instrumentality radio show, Anime Music on the Airs. Feel free to leave comments below to let us know what you think and make requests for future shows. I hope you'll join us next time. Until then, I'm your host, Cesaro Particle. Have a great evening.